Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1822, Michael P. Milligan.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 36,097 square feet, more or less, lying east of Road 381, 2,400 feet north of Route 54. On this application, we received DLDOT comments on dated February 27th of 2008. Comments reference that a traffic impact study is not recommended. The present level of service A of Old Millbridge Road, being Road 381, will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments on April 6th of 2010 from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The comments reference that the site is located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, that capacity is available if the proposed use does not exceed 1 EDU, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,738 per EDU, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that sewer service is not available at this time, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the parcel is within the boundary of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, but sewer service has not been extended to the parcel at this time, that an area developer may undertake to extend sewer service to the parcel as part of construction of the proposed Waters Run development, that the schedule is unknown at this time, that connection to the central system is mandatory and connection must occur within the first year of sewer service becoming available, and that a concept plan is required. We're also advised by the Sussex Conservation District on comments received on April 7th of 2010 that the site contains only one soil type, that the developer will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
I am.
All right, sir.
And for the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the site plan.
Okay. All right, sir, if you give us your name, if you would, please.
I'm Mike Mulligan, the owner of Mike's Auto Repair.
Right, sir.
On the same street.
Okay.
I have some pictures of the neighborhood up and down our street, of what people are allowed to do.
Okay.
I don't know if I can show them.
Sure.
Hand them to you.
You give them to Mr. Lank, and he'll pass them on down the line.
It was from the first at the street from Old Millbridge Road.
Are these all different?
Okay. Once again, if there's anyone here interested in this application, when the photos get to the end, if you want to come up and grab them from the... There we go. We got a set for you. There you go. The photos will be available for you to look at down on the when they get down to Mr. Abbott. All right, sir, you heard what our director had to say about your application. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
It appears to be 20 photographs.
Okay.
I've been working down the street there for almost 19 years.
Okay.
The first building on that picture is the pump house for the sewer district. I'm right next door in the second picture. I've been back in the corner of that building since 91.
Uh-huh.
Been open down there for 25 years. I service the retired community. A lot of people love me, and a lot of people hate you, just like a lawyer, a doctor. In the past, since the building started in the early 2000s, since I'm next to the pump house that feeds every neighborhood, mm-hmm. our business has lost considerably over the years, consider what we had going in the 90s, mm-hmm. or what I had going in the 90s. They dig up our street every time they put a community in. If you look at the second picture, you'll see how empty the seven-unit building is on the same road where I proposed to put my building, right down the street, not even a couple hundred yards on the right. There used to be a restaurant on our property. It was Hickman Seafood Restaurant. Before that, it was a sub shop, somebody said. Before that, it was some kind of craft store. I would like to revamp the property and bring it up to date. It's not a large, they have auto repair. I'm not large auto repair anymore. I'm 51 years old, highly trained from General Motors and University of Maryland. And since this has scaled me back from the people that I take in, I would like to put this behind my house where I get about 3 to 5 cars a week. I used to service 60 to 100 cars a week. And since all the building has come in, our road gets torn up every time somebody wants to put a community in. And people won't come down that road as much as they do. I'd like to get down to my house, revamp. In one of the pictures is the restaurant that's on the property. I'd like to make that look different. There's a picture in there where I show what I would like to make it look like. There's pictures in there that I will show you in the neighborhood that I don't want it to look like. And I'd like to bring the property up to date. And I've been through terrible things in the last 8 years here. I put a lot of stuff together for people since I opened up in 87. In 02, my girlfriend worked at Shady Park and was attempted raped and murdered. We had to leave. A couple years later, when we move over, or when we moved to where we are now, we were vandalized. 8 businesses were vandalized in the neighborhood. We were made a mockery of at the courthouse over here when I had a couple $100,000 worth of damage, whittled down to $18,000, whittled down to $7,000. The judge mandated that the kid gets to pay me $5.52 for the next 32 years to remind me of it every single day. My girlfriend broke her back in Ocean City in 06. I couldn't go to work for about a year. I had to take her to the doctors every day, trying to get her to where she could get up and even open the door, go to the bathroom by herself. I've been in this neighborhood for 40 years, and I'm just asking for a break. If I can, the garage that I'm in is unstable. The gentleman can't decide whether he's going to sell it, rent it to some big shot that comes along, and I've been with him since 91. I would like to have something stable for the rest of my life. I'd like to revamp that property. I now have some opposition here, but I've known these people, or one of the men, for almost all my life, and I wouldn't want to harm him or do anything to him at all. I admired him since I ever met him in his family in 1969. And if there's something that we could do to work things out, I hope it can be.
All right, sir.
And I put in a lot of time helping a lot of retired people out, and I'm getting to that age to where I'd like to continue to do my job at a safer location instead of worrying whether I'm going to get kicked out or they're going to dig up the road. Am I going to be able to afford all these bills that go with being next door to the pump house? Planning and zoning should have knocked on our doors and said, hey, you were impacted by all these businesses and houses. What, 5,000 to 8,000 homes were okayed in the last 8 years? Every time they okay a home, they dig up my street. They didn't come knock on my door and say, hey, you've been impacted. We collected $20,000 before we sold the homes, and we're getting another 10 afterwards. Can you let us know what it cost you to be next to the pump house? All I want to do is leave everybody alone, go home and be left alone, and help my retired people.
All right, sir.
And I've been waiting for 2 years to come up here, and it just destroys you waiting, and then it destroys you the people that don't want you to do what they actually have in my backyard. You know, the opposition that's behind me has the same thing right through the woods. And I know they've had it ever since I was a little kid because I used to go over there and help them out every now and then. And up and down this street, everybody has their own little thing going on. And I just want to make it a nice little small place. I don't want a big hoopla. I don't want anything outside. I want everything gone. The pictures that show the restaurant with the 3 buildings in the back, like to take them down and put the building straight across the back. I don't see that'll have any impact on the watershed It's just going to be a little bit bigger than those sheds. There's already a septic on the property in the restaurant. I don't see why they need another one. When the guy came and take a look at it, he said it looked brand spanking new. It's been there for God knows how long. All the plumbing in the restaurant, I have redone myself. Make it look brand new. I want to work on the outside of that place and eventually maybe move in that to make sure that maybe somebody doesn't come along and turn it into a restaurant. And the auto repair I want is like a gentleman's garage. Maybe a 2-car garage, 3-car garage. If I expand, maybe a 4-car garage and at least get my cars inside. I don't know what else to say, except I hope that they might be able to let me put a building up and bring the property up to date. I didn't know that piece of paper was in here.
Oh, that's fine. That's all good. You're fine. If you would, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you, and then we'll hear from these folks.
If it matters, I was brought up Catholic school, been trained highly from the Department of Motor Vehicles in the state of Maryland. That gives me the degree to go out and work at a car dealership and run the whole show. But I'm not like that. I just want a nice little thing that I've been reduced to already. This week I've had 3 cars. Last week, 2. Before that, before all this construction, and it doesn't matter how many times you advertise, you're only going to keep your little clientele. I gained my clientele 25 years ago when an ad was $5. Now ads are $60 a week in each paper.
Well, eventually, Mr. Milligan, I want to tell you that, okay. First of all, I appreciate the stress and so on of having to wait. I know it's difficult to stand there and ask for something that you deeply believe is your right to have. The question really in front of us has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the land. And the question we have to answer is this an appropriate place for what you want to do? Doesn't matter that it's you or not you. It could be anybody. It's all really about the land and the surroundings. These folks will certainly have an opportunity to speak, but I can assure you that the fact that they don't like it doesn't matter to me at all. I don't care if they like it or not. But tell me something about the property, about it that makes a difference. So that's really what it's about.
I didn't even tell you something about the property that makes.
Tell me why it shouldn't why it shouldn't be there, or why it should be there. You've told us why it should be there. I suspect that they will have something to say in the other direction. But just because whether we approve a lot of things we don't like, mm-hmm. we turn down things we like sometimes because they just don't conform.
Okay.
So believe me, it's nothing personal.
I'm on an acre and a half almost mm-hmm. down the street where there's 7 businesses next to that pump house.
Mm-hmm.
There's 7 units in there on an acre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Down the street where I'm at, there was a restaurant where they filled it up with a bunch of people, I guess, every night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any noise. I want it quiet. I started at like 9 o'clock, go to about 4. I don't make a lot of noise. Most of our stuff is where we plug in into a car, sit down and check a couple voltages, and then we're on the phone for an hour.
You guys don't fix anything anymore anyway. All you do is swap parts and charge people a lot of money.
When I started, we rebuilt transmissions,
especially these high-line guys. I can tell you something now.
Now it's just computers and take one bolt off, put one part
that's
on.
That's right. It's all done on the computer now.
I don't rebuild engines.
You don't even get your hands dirty anymore, do you?
Look at my hands. I've been doing this for 25 years.
That's right.
I was trained to keep my hands like this 30 years ago.
Well...
I'm very clean, okay. Probably the cleanest guy you'll ever see. I'm trying to clean that property up. I don't know what to do for it.
You don't have to do anything else, sir. You've said plenty.
I want you to
relax, take a deep breath. We're going to see if there's anybody up here who has a question for you.
All right.
And just answer the question they ask you is all you have to do. And then when we're done, we're going to ask to hear from these people, and then we'll be finished. But you've done a good job, and believe me, I understand perfectly how you feel. This is all new and different to you as well, and your friends in the back there can smile and smirk all they want, but they're not the ones that are up here with their livelihood in their hands. So we'll start questions with Mr. Smith.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Mulligan. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions that are just typical, generic questions that we, as the commission, ask, so we can try to get answers from you and a representation to make the best decision or recommendations on your request. You've asked for a conditional use, so I'll ask questions such as hours, days of operation. Along a line of questioning that if we act favorably on this, we would know what kind of conditions to put on your applications. Mm-hmm. But before I ask you those few questions, I want to get it in my mind right that by your pictures, you presently have been operating down by Ocean Copy.
Right. I'm in the back of that building.
But you're in the back of the building.
Corner.
Okay.
You can't see me. I've been there, so like I said, since 91.
That was kind of the confusion with not seeing you, because I guess one of your neighbors was at one time an office supply and then a motorcycle shop. Am I correct?
Yes. Shade Above.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you a few of those questions, then I'd like to get some answers, ideas about your site plan. If we acted on this favorably, plans do you have? You showed us a picture of what you'd like it to look like and not to look like. Would you be installing any fencing?
I would like to work with my neighbors. There's a house there with the fencing around it, mm-hmm. that's across the street, the big nice white house. I would like to put that around the whole property. Mm-hmm. In the back where my neighbors are, I'd like to put some buffer trees.
In your experience, let's say if I bring you my car and you need to get the part and it's Tuesday and it'll be Friday, I have to leave it there. Mm-hmm. Do you have many of those vehicles that are left on the property waiting parts or waiting payment?
Where I work out of now, everything waits inside. Mm-hmm. Nothing waits outside. And it's getting tougher to get little pieces since this economy, or getting the right piece. And I only take 2 to 3 in at a time, and then 2 to 3 go. I don't want 50, 60 cars sitting outside. I don't even want 5 or 6 of them sitting outside. And I try to keep everything inside, schedule it as that happens. Every now and then there might be something where I can't get a hold of a person to get their car back on their property, and I'll diligently get that out of there and junk it. Try to screen them before they even show up.
So you would see for those occasions when something like that would happen, the need to have perhaps a privacy fence to shield the...
I would put that to the south of the garage, if I put the garage right in the back where those old sheds are. Mm-hmm. And put the cars to the south, 1, 2, or 3.
Do you find at your present location and anticipate at this location that you would have to have a dumpster for your refuse?
I have a small dumpster. Mm-hmm. Over the years, I had a very large one, but now we just don't need it. You know? I don't even fill that one up. I have the smallest one.
Like a 4-yard or 6-yard?
2-yard?
Oh, okay.
How about lighting, security lighting of the premises?
There's already some lights that were there from the restaurant. Mm-hmm. It depends on... I don't think I'll have the lights around the building. Mm-hmm. That'll come on if you walk around it. Mm-hmm. But for security, if we really don't have any trouble.
Okay. Well, sort of a standard condition that... can run with these conditional use requests is that we stipulate any outside lighting be down shielded and away from neighboring properties to be a task lighting as opposed to a flood lighting.
There's lighting that was there from the restaurant. There's one in our backyard and one in the front that I pay for.
What days of the week do you think you would be running your auto repair?
I'm open Monday through Saturday if I'm needed on the weekends. I'm usually the only guy that'll come out to help somebody get out of town that has a belt broken or needs a front brake job or their water pump fell off. They're grateful that I'm the 30th one they called that I can help them get out of town. It only takes a couple minutes to help them out, but there's not a soul up and down in that neighborhood that'll answer the phone.
Do you utilize a tow vehicle or rollback type?
I just use a company if I need one, but I take care of my customers, and if they listen to me, they don't need a rollback.
Okay. What are your anticipated hours at the proposed facility?
I started around 9. And you have to stay there until the people come and get their cars. You usually wind up at around 3 or 4 o'clock when you're done. When I'm in there at nighttime, I'll be straightening up.
But for the public, you're thinking 9 a.m.
9 to 5.
9 to 5.
Maybe 5:30 to let them come and get their stuff. It won't be a bunch of people. They're all retired. They're all 60 to 90 years old. I just buried 5 of them that were 95 in the past 6 months that have been coming to me for 24 years.
You are in the environmentally sensitive developing area. Do you have a plan for like containment of oil, solvents, etc.?
They all have their own containers. They all have their own companies that come and get them at scheduled times, or I call them. Everything has its own can. The oil filters are taken by the state. Whoops. The oil goes in its thing that gets recycled. The antifreeze gets recycled. The metal goes to the metal place. Plastic goes to the plastic place.
All right.
And then the real trash goes in the dumpster.
Thank you. On your site plan, you show the existing dwelling and the existing block building.
Right.
You pretty much think that they would remain as is.
The block building, I'd like to fix up and eventually make that into a place to live.
Uh-huh.
And so
that would not have a tied-in business use with the proposed garage. This would be more of a residential.
Well, for now, you say I need a septic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll use that as the septic for the bathroom for now, and then the plumbing will come down the street, and we'll go from there.
And the what was the former Hickman Seafood? That building would stay as it is now.
I'm sorry, sir.
Would you be changing the footprint or anything of the former seafood restaurant?
The seafood restaurant's on the bigger building.
Okay.
I would like to make it look better on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Put all new windows in the front. I'd like to put nice stone around the bottom in the front. And there's the house and the restaurant. I'd like to put a fence there in the front to where you can open the gate to where people will look in and see you. You close the gate and then put some trees up.
All right.
And make it look like a residential, just like a gentleman's auto repair. You know, not out there to get 30 or 40 cars in there a day, like you used to have to do when I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir, for your time. If I have any other questions, I'll ask the chairman if we can go again.
Okay. Mr. Ross?
Yes. I apologize for the slow and stressful process. Our processes are designed for 5 people in 3-piece suits, not designed for self-employed entrepreneurs. And unfortunately, you're caught in the same process as those 5 3-piece suit. It's just the way it is. I don't have very many questions, I don't think. Have you had any complaints in your business, your current business, for noise or violations from DENREC or any OSHA or anybody coming in? Neighbors complain about noise or... Night.
I've been next door to Frank Singletary. He's been there his whole life. He's 80 or 90 years old. And I talk to him, wave to him every day.
You plan on putting a sign up in the front?
Just a plain wooden sign.
You're familiar with our sign requirements. We'll let you know those. You can talk to staff. And there are some restrictions on those.
Another thing, I never had a customer bring me up here at court. 25 years. There's auto repair shops down there that have their own follow-up here. And in the first year they were open, they're still there from 20-some years ago.
Okay. I want to clarify what Mr. Smith was talking about on the privacy fence, and you were referring that, you know, it might be best along the southern side of the garage. And you don't have a map there, but if you were facing your diagram here, it would be on the right property line.
Yeah, the southern.
And should it wrap the corner on the east side some or not?
I would like it to wrap around as much as I can.
The whole parcel?
As I can get it done.
Yeah, okay.
That'll take time after I move in.
Okay.
That's probably about $30,000 or $40,000.
Well, that's where I was leading to, is, you know, if we put it as a condition, it's a condition, and so.
Okay.
Okay.
You put it in a condition that I have to have the fence all the way around, or no?
Well, that's what we're discussing with you. You know, the need, I'm sure the people, when they testify, it's going to come up there, and I'm just trying to clearly understand, make sure that you understand that when you say yes, you know, I'm willing to put in a privacy fence, you know what you're committing to. And so that it meets the need of the neighbors and you, if we should act favorably, not saying we will. So, you know, I don't want you overcommitting. At the same time, you know, we want to make sure that we cover the need that's there. Mm-hmm. You show in your diagram a gate going in. Will that be locked at night or whatever? It says here a gate, setback line and a gate.
It's between the two buildings.
Yeah, I would like to close out.
Oh,
anything.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, everything will be closed just about all the time. People that come, they call me. I know when they're coming.
And you have no employees, is that correct?
Just my significant other that helps when she's fit.
No other questions.
Keep the garage clean.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Are you anticipating hiring any other employees?
No, as I haven't found anybody that can do it the way I want it.
All right, and again, some of the questions that we ask are for a specific reason, because sometimes conditions that we may impose on projects or properties could, in fact, have to do with the number of employees. So if you think you might find somebody that meets your standards, would you be interested in hiring another person?
If the work was there.
Okay.
But the reason I want to move down the street.
In other words, we don't want to tie your hands and have you have to come go through this process again, because suddenly you got two or three employees and the conditions state that.
I want to work by myself.
Okay. Do the work that you're planning to do on this property, would that be indoors or outdoors?
The auto repair?
Auto repair.
It'll be inside the shop.
Okay. So your intention, if you receive the approval from the commission, is to have the garage built first and then start doing auto repair?
Right.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
All my questions have been answered.
Okay, Mr. Lane?
How long has it been since the restaurant closed?
Couldn't tell you, sir.
Quite a while, I'm guessing. I didn't know if you could tell us.
End of the 90s, I never went. I went there once years ago, but they weren't open.
I was asking that because there was a conditional use for the restaurant, so thereby it's void. It's been in excess of 2 years. Just want to get somebody to make that on the record. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1822, Michael P. Milligan? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1822? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Hi, John. My name is Jim Swan. I live directly behind this property in Magnolia Shores, 37124 Sawmill Lane. Mike, I've known Mike a long time, and it seems like the only time I come up here is to be in opposition of this one property. That was when it was supposedly a restaurant with no zoning, and now this, my problem is my concern is, does his conditional use stay with the property if Mike were to sell or leave?
It would stay with the property as long as property was being used that way. And as Mr. Lank was just saying, if it goes unoccupied for 2 years, then that voids the conditional use. So it's, you know, it's kind of, it's limited to whatever is approved there. He couldn't do anything else other than what he was doing, but he could sell the business to someone and they could continue to do the same thing.
Okay, so he could get this approved for auto repair and sell it, and as long as someone comes in and builds this within 2 years, it's still good for auto repair. Or what I'm saying is, I went over to Mike. He's my neighbor. Yeah. Good neighbor, okay. You know, neat and clean, all the above. And I went over to him when they put the sign up, and I told him that I would be in opposition of it. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm falling on hard times. I probably won't have the money to do it anyway. I'm probably going to have to sell and move back to Baltimore. I have a concern because it is right on the 200-some feet is my whole yard.
Right.
And my concern, when Mike has his business at the end of the street, there was a motorcycle shop there, which is gone, and he had nothing to do with it. He didn't even like them there. Right. I don't want that to end up in this building.
Can't.
Well, I'm tickled.
Couldn't happen. This is why the conditional use process is frequently a preferred method by this group, because we do have the opportunity to put limitations and conditions on it where we wouldn't with that change of zone. So the only thing that could happen there is auto repair, and it would have conditions on it, like the work has to be inside, there can't be any outside storage, limitations on the signs, the lighting, all kinds of things,
right,
that we're able to do with the conditional use. So, but that's what would be allowed there, just what is being talked about tonight.
I noticed on this, there's no, apparently, I thought I heard Mr. Lank discuss that there was no plans for on-water storage or anything from soil conversation?
No, stormwater management. It depends if...
Just said it was not likely.
It's not likely because it's not...
On-site drainage improvements will be required because basically everything's there except the garage building. Yeah. And it's not big enough to require...
It's not covering stormwater changes.
Yeah. And, all right. Well, like I said, my main concern is, Mike is low-key. I understand that.
You're worried about the next guy.
Exactly.
I understand.
And I don't know, being the statement he made to me, he was in dire straits, which most of us are getting that way, or going to be, keep on. But he probably doesn't have the money to build the shed and put up the fence and all that is being required.
Maybe those auto repair people kind of like these farmers that never make any money. You think? You never made any money, have you?
I didn't think so.
Thank you.
Anything else? Yes, sir. Thank you. Who's next? Yes, sir. Come on.
Good evening. My name is Frank Tharby. I live at 36795 Old Mill Bridge Road, the next door down to the north of Mike.
Okay.
Little different. I've actually really never met Mike. Just briefly waved going down the street, and I think we talked for about a minute or two a few years ago, so we've actually never met. So all my opposition tonight is not personal. It's just I have a few ideas of why I oppose this. First of all, I just don't think it's compatible with the area. He is surrounded by single-family homes on all sides, my main one, which is the most important to me. So that is one concern. The noise of an auto repair shop, that kind of concerns me. Growing up, and still to this day, my parents' family business is used car care. So I'm pretty familiar with how that works, the storage of the vehicles, the repairs, the environmental pollutants. Basically, there's a big lack of impervious surface on the property. We're talking about putting up a shed or a building. You still have to store the cars outside. We're all on well water all around that property. So that is a concern of mine. tow trucks coming in and out, that type of thing, basically in the aesthetics of it. Like I said, we're all single-family homes right around them. Putting up a gate in between the buildings, turning it into a commercial look in a residential area, that's probably one of my biggest concerns there.
Okay.
I don't deny them the right to make a living, and, you know, it, that would be fine. It's just, you know, I live right next door to it, and that's really not what I signed up for, so that's about it.
All right, sir. Thank you. Who's next? Anyone? Okay, then.
Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.